Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegri-Wood titled, 90% of Australian security teams are cutting AI corners, and most think they're ready.
And that headline alone should make any business owner sit up.
It really should. The article draws on a Delinea study, and the numbers are hard to argue with. 90% of Australian security teams say they've been pressured to cut corners on AI security.
90%! That's not one rogue department. That's almost every security team in the country.
And here's where it gets strange. 83% of those same organizations still rate their AI security posture as solid and ready.
So they're admitting they're cutting corners and in the same breath saying they're prepared? How does that even work?
Brett calls it the confidence paradox, and his read is that it isn't confidence at all. It's complacency dressed up as confidence. The pressure is coming from the top. Boards and leadership saying, move fast, we can't be left behind. And that pressure rolls straight down onto the security team.
So what actually happens when you loosen identity controls for AI? What does that look like in practice?
This is the part that I think will land for a lot of business owners. It means AI agents, non-human workers, are being handed access to systems without proper vetting. Britt's analogy is direct. You wouldn't give a new employee master access to every file, every database, and every system on their first day. But that's exactly what's happening with AI.
And the consequences aren't hypothetical.
No. A marketing AI with access to your entire customer database, including sensitive personal information. A logistics AI that can alter delivery addresses, not just track shipments. And if a bad actor compromises one overprivileged AI, they get access to everything that AI can touch.
And which is a lot if no one has thought carefully about what it was given access to.
And here's the other number that hits hard. 80% of these organizations cannot explain what their AI systems are actually doing, so they wouldn't spot a breach until it was too late.
Brett's point is that this isn't a technology failure.
Right. It's a governance failure, and it originates at board level. Speed gets assumed to matter more than safety. The security team's concerns get labeled as friction, as roadblocks to innovation.
What about staff using AI tools the business hasn't approved? That comes up a lot.
The study found 67% of Australian workers are already using non-approved AI tools. Brett calls it the shadow AI epidemic.
Give me a concrete example.
A marketing assistant pasting confidential customer data into ChatGPT to write an email campaign. A sales rep using a free transcription app for client calls with no idea where that data is stored or who can access it. A developer connecting an open-source AI plugin to the company codebase without IT approval.
And none of them are doing it to cause harm. They're just trying to get their work done.
That's exactly Brett's point. He's clear that this is not a failure of your employees. It's a failure of policy and education. If you don't provide clear guidelines and sanctioned secure tools, people will find their own solutions. And those solutions almost certainly won't be secure.
So what are other countries doing that Australia isn't?
Singapore's Monetary Authority of Singapore worked with 24 financial institutions to build an AI risk management toolkit, a practical, actionable framework, not just a talking shop. The UAE's National AI Strategy 2031 has seen 30% of organizations establish dedicated AI ethics boards. And even the Australian Defence Force has released a policy placing human oversight at the center.
The military gets it. Why doesn't the boardroom? Brett's line, and it's a good one.
And the regulatory stakes are now serious. The EU AI Act comes into force in August 2026, with fines of up to 15 million euros for non-compliance. Goldman Sachs estimates 300 million jobs will be exposed to automation in the coming years. The window to get the foundations right is closing.
So what's the practical ask? What should someone listening actually do this week?
Brett gives four actions. Start with an AI audit. Map every AI tool across your organization, approved and unapproved. You can't govern what you can't see. And with 67% shadow AI usage, there are almost certainly blind spots.
Then create an acceptable use policy, not a legal document that sits in a drawer, something people will actually read.
Third, invest in governance training for your leadership and board, because the gap starts there. And fourth, talk directly to your security team. Ask them outright whether they're being pressured to cut corners.
If you can't answer yes to, do we have an audit trail for what our AI agents are doing? Or can we explain in plain terms how our AI makes decisions? Brett's argument is you're already in that 83% with a false sense of security.
And the regulator won't give credit for enthusiasm. The EU AI Act does not care how fast you moved.
My one thing for this week, have that conversation with your security team. Ask them directly, are we cutting corners? You might not like the answer, but you need it.
Mine is the audit. Start mapping what's actually running in your business. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit available there too, worth booking before August 2026.
See you next time.